Dior Talks. Welcome to the Dior Talks podcast series dedicated to the 8th edition of Dior Lady Art, hosted by Paris-based journalist Katia Forman. For this highly anticipated edition, 12 artists from around the world were invited to transform the iconic Lady Dior handbag into a unique work of art. With his 360-degree vision of the art world, as a gallerist and curator, our latest guest, the renowned Chinese contemporary artist Xu Zhen, combines installation, video, painting and performance in a singular inventive universe that explores subjects ranging from socio-political taboos to consumerism and the principles of the art market. The artist's fascinating works subvert, not without irony, notions of artisanship and originality relative to mass production, as well as concepts of ownership and globalization in the digital age. He thwarts and questions their effects on the art market, making visible certain dissonances and the resulting absence of logic. For Dior, the conceptual artist who's exhibited a number of prestigious art institutions and biennales internationally, including the Venice Biennale, MoMA PS1 in New York, and the Hayward Gallery in London, wanted to reflect on the value and meaning of discourse. Inspired by his Metal Language series, a made of transparent plexiglass and mirror effect printed fabric, his two versions of the Lady Dior are adorned with golden and silver phrases and exclamations applied on a reflective surface to evoke a screen. The words are edged with gold and silver chains like speech bubbles, serving as symbols of the emptiness of a language that no longer has any real functionality. Tune into the episode to learn more about the artist's playful and thought-provoking concept behind the bags. Today, on the Dior Talks series dedicated to the 8th edition of Dior Lady Art, we sit down with the contemporary Chinese artist, curator and gallerist, Xu Zhen, to hear all about his Dior Lady Art creations, as well as his eponymous art concept, launched in 2013 as the flagship art brand of his Made In Company initiative. So Xu, a warm welcome to the Dior Lady Art podcast. To begin with, I'm really curious to hear about your journey as an artist, which is quite atypical. You're also a curator and a gallerist. Can you introduce your universe and the different entities that you run, such as your company Made In?
Ah, 明白，好的，谢谢。
Sure, thank you. It's quite complex, because first and foremost, I'm an artist myself. Yeah, yeah.
因为我自己首先是个艺术家，差不多在艺术创作上工作了20多年，然后从。I've
been working in art creation for over 20 years.
20
years ago, there weren't that many galleries, museums, or exhibition centers in China. So I mainly started with non-profit art organizations. I worked on underground projects such as a centre in Shanghai. That was one of the most important venues for contemporary art at the time. Poets, artists and rockers perform there. So that was how I started out in the art industry in my 20s.
Right, so I imagine you're referring to Biz Art. That must have been such an exciting time for you. So you have these different caps, the curator cap, the gallerist cap and the artist cap. Tell us about when you created your artist identity, and I find it really interesting that it's actually a brand.
明白，因为其实这个从大的角度来说，
it's really the development of China over the past 20 years that gave me this opportunity.
一个时代的机会给了艺术家一些很大的空间。
It's not like I'm separated into different roles or wear different caps, though. It's all interrelated.
为了一个生存和推广，他需要去做画廊、做艺术中心。所以所有的这些其实是一个，因为对我来说，这是一个综合的工作。它不是一个好像 我把身份去分开，因为其实这些都是跟艺术生态有关的一个工作。
So what is the art scene like today in Shanghai?
Nowadays, Shanghai has many privately owned art museums and contemporary art galleries. A lot of young artists, after they graduate, they come to Shanghai. Now, Shanghai has a very rich art ecosystem. The contemporary art scene in China is much more complex and much richer than ever before. It is no longer as simple as just saying that a painter is an artist. Nowadays, contemporary artists face new challenges,such as globalization, geopolitics and ideologies, as well as a multitude of diverse cultural and regional perspectives from various countries. Additionally, there are constantly evolving commercial models to contend with, so the contemporary art scene in China is really interesting right now. In China, over the past 2 to 3 decades, there has also been a significant shift in the audience base, from underground art to today's mainstream art forms,All of these factors have led to rapid changes in contemporary Chinese art, with the audience continuously expanding and information about artists becoming increasingly globalized.
And what is your mission as an artist in terms of what you want to contribute to society?
从我作为艺术家角度来说，我会一直认为艺术其实是
From the perspective of an artist, I've always believed that art represents a form of enlightenment. It is a metaphysical thing. For example, our experiences, our understanding of security, dependence, life and time, which are very certain things, can all be doubted.Some very solid experiences can be questioned.
然后一些非常固化的
But why should all these things be questioned? Because it may come from experimental things in your life.
就是因为你可能来自于一种人生命中的一些体验。
So artists may want to tell others about these things, express it, not necessarily for a very specific purpose, but they hope to express it. But ultimately, art is personal.
能够表达出来。
And you created your company, which is called Made In, and I believe you launched your artist identity or artist brand, Shuzhen, in 2013. But you've also opened a store that bears your artist's name, and you have opened a Made In art museum. Tell us a bit about this, you know, your universe, your approach to art, and the store that you opened.
不光是这些，我们在2022年还开了一个 Made
In. In 2002, we opened the Made In Art Museum on Chomping Island in Shanghai.
美术馆 Made In 画廊，我们包括我们自己的品牌。
In fact, the Made In Art Museum, the Made In Gallery, as well as our own brand and flagship stores, are all part of what the contemporary art scene looks like in China today.
What can we find in the store?
In our store, you can usually purchase art.
以这种批量批发数量为媒
Art is produced as a product. It used to be that art pieces were unique.
比如说我们平时
Just one piece.
看到的很多艺术品
But what we are providing now is consumable art products.
但是我们在我们的专卖店里我们利用了商品的这个形式所谓的商品的形式就是 商品可以是无限量的那所以我们就利用这样的一种形式我们之前做了一个展览就是比如说我们一般作品都有好几个版本比如雕塑有三个版本那么我们那个展览就是把三个版本同时展出等于它在强调了一种艺术被商品化之后的形式因为其实我的创作中有很大 一部分它是跟波普艺术
A significant part of my creation is related to pop art
一块就是重复生产
And a crucial aspect of pop art is mass production.
所谓真真假假就是说
So, this thing is actually both real and fake.
It
means that your work, your creation, can be expanded through repetition and production. But your creation cannot become monotonous through repetition and production.
也就是说
In other words, not everything can be repeated and magnified in this way, which is also a test for artistic creation. But at the same time, it is a very interesting experiment.
Okay, that's really fun. And tell us, Shu, what was it like being contacted to collaborate on the Dual Lady Art project? Because it's not every day that you get invited to collaborate with a major fashion house and also to apply your artistic approach to a handbag.
The main work of an artist is in collaboration. For example, as an artist, I collaborate with teams, galleries, and we even work with museums, which are all different levels of collaboration. So for me, this is simply another collaboration. For me, I actually treat a big brand as a medium. Just like a painting, painting is a medium, and for artistic creation, a brand is also a medium. You could also put this question to Dior, given that I too am a major artist. Our mindset should be quite similar, right?
I'll be sure to ask them. And what does your Lady Dior symbolise for you?
Actually, for me, all handbags are the same.
And Shu, did you know that Christian Dior was a gallerist before he became a couturier?
Yes, I did know about that.
What do you think about the relationship the house has with art? Do you follow much about what they do in terms of collaborations?
Yes, I was curious about other artists and how they transpose their works onto the Lady Dior. I spent quite a bit of time examining the pieces.
Okay, and to jump to your handbags, can you present them, please, for the people listening? What do they look like, and can you tell us about your vision, your concept behind these bags?
Sure, I chose a series of my artistic creations called Metal Language. The concept of this series is that I collected a lot of dialogues from online comics, and the content of the dialogues covers everything from ideological theories to daily life, romance, money-making, business, pretty much everything. Then I scrambled them up and used metal chains, gold, silver, thick, thin, various types of chains, to put them on the outside of this bag. I made two versions, one transparent and the other opaque. So when someone carries the bag in their daily life, when the bag is moving, it's kind of like this idea of live comments, conversation bubbles popping up on a screen.
Okay, so they're covered in these speech bubbles, and one of them's in transparent plexiglass and the other one's in this mirror effect printed fabric. Why did you want one of them to be transparent?
This was discussed with the brand. Our initial design was a transparent bag, and the original artwork features iron chains forming words on a stainless steel panel. After we submitted the proposal for the transparent bag, the Dior team wanted to try to find something similar to patent leather, with a bit of a reflective effect to better match my artwork. So they spent some time experimenting with materials and techniques, and in the end, they felt that both versions of the bag were doable. We found that both versions of the bag looked good, and each had its own unique features.
And how did you find working with the Dior team, and how did these bags come to life? Was it quite a smooth process?
It went very smoothly, because at that time, it happened to be the peak of COVID in China. Pretty much everything was done via video, and even our Chinese Dior contact was not able to meet us in person. But it all went very smoothly.
And were you happy with the final pieces?
They're great. When we received the finished product, I felt they were even better than we had imagined. Artists can maybe sometimes be disconnected from the audience. But fashion and fashion brands can play a connecting role. It considers the whole, such as aesthetic trends. And this is something that goes beyond the artist's creative experience. It has been a really interesting experience for me.
Amazing. Thank you, Shu. And to end on a fun question, could you sum up this experience in three words?
Okay, 那就是透明,
transparent,
混乱,
mess,
轻松,
and easy.